Well, hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Today, we're going to be doing a little bit of learning how to make a DVD with Microsoft Windows DVD Maker. Now, I am using Windows 7 Home Premium Edition, 64-bit, and that's what I'm using. I'm using JAWS for Windows to do this, so just to let some of you know, we're not actually going to burn a DVD. We are going to learn how to add the files in the Windows DVD Maker, and then I will show you how to go about burning it to a DVD. We're not actually going to burn on a DVD. So, to start, we're going to go to the All Programs submenu in Windows 7, or you could do this via the search box. You could just push the Windows key and the Start menu will come up with the search box, and you could just type in Windows DVD Maker. It doesn't really matter. As long as you get to the same place, then we are all good, as we're all doing this together, and I thank you all for letting me hang out with you all here. So let's get started here. Let me Alt-Tab JAWS here. Oh, that's kind of fast. Let me slow that down here. Okay, now hopefully y'all can understand that. I am using JAWS in laptop layout mode. And I'm also using a wireless keyboard, if anybody wanted to know that. Okay, we're going to start by going to All Programs. All Programs here, so let's push the Windows key.
Menu, search box, edit, type text in this edit field, or press up or down arrow to move through items.
And we're going to press up arrow until we find All Programs.
All Programs, submenu, A.
Now, we're going to press the right arrow to exit, to open this.
Back submenu, A. Search box edit.
Now there is a search box that pops up. To get out of this, you just press the down arrow.
Mute Orange, Windows 79.
And all the programs start to start. You'll start to see all the programs as you arrow.
Adobe Reader 9, Apple Software Update.
Arrow up and down. So we're just going to press the letter key. You can do first letter navigation with this. So we're just going to press W. And you can either arrow down or press W. I think pressing W is a lot quicker than having to arrow down, because if you're like me and you've got a bunch of stuff installed, you have a lot of things to arrow down. So we're going to press W here to find Windows DVD Maker.
W, Walmart Photo Center, 2079, W.
Keep pressing here.
W, Windows Anytime Upgrade, 20W, Windows DVD Maker, 2279.
There it is, Windows DVD Maker. Now, if you have Windows 7, this should already be installed. If you're using another operating system such as Windows XP or Windows Vista and Windows 7 have it, I think. I don't know about Windows XP. But if you're using Windows Vista and Windows 7, either 32-bit or 64-bit should have this program installed. If not, I'm sure you can go to the Microsoft site and get it from there. Alright, so now we're on the programs. Windows DVD Maker here.
Windows DVD Maker 2279.
I just did a say line with caps lock, which is the insert key for JAWS plus up arrow. And we're going to press enter on this.
Leaving menus. Windows DVD Maker file to activate. Press the space bar.
Now, if you notice, I have I'm going to be pressing tab in here sometimes, and I have the key labels in JAWS set to not speak the tab key. So if you don't hear the tab key or the enter key, that's why I have the tab key and the enter key muted in the key labels configuration of JAWS. And if you'd like to know more about how to do that, I can certainly help you out. So we're going to press a tab here.
DVD burner combo box E, one toolbar button, DVD title edit, 12 option slash hit file button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus F.
Now, you can either press this button that says file, and you can press the space bar on this or the enter key.
Context menu to navigate, press open project file dot dot escape, leaving menu.
You can press enter the space bar here.
Cancel file button space context menu.
And you get a context menu. That doesn't allow you to add the DVD files, but we'll get to that in a minute. I just wanted to show you the context menu here.
Open project file dot dot dot. Oh.
You have open project file.
Save as.
Save.
Save as dot 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 A.
Save as.
One Full House Season 1, 1.
And this is a...
To the Mac Video 2, Exit E.
A couple things I've added in here. You won't see those in yours. You would just skip down right to the exit button. And if you press that, exit, you of course exit out of the program.
Escape.
So we'll just press escape
button
to get out of that. Now, in order to add a file, you're going to need to root JAWS to PC. And to do that on laptop layout, let's see what this, hang on one, let me pause this and I will be right back and I'll tell you this keystroke here. Hang on one second. Okay, we are back now in the keystroke to root the JAWS to the PC cursor on laptop layout is caps lock plus left bracket. So I have moved out of the Windows DVD Maker window to find that. So let me move back into that window here.
Windows DVD Maker.
Okay, we are back into the window. And I just pushed the control key to stop speech. So, let us continue, as we say. Okay, so we're going to root the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor here.
Root JAWS to PC.
Now, you notice it said, root JAWS to PC. We're going to do a control home to get to the top of the file here, or whatever you want to call this. We're going to do a control home. Or not a control, home, a control actually.
Home.
I'm sorry about that. A little confused here.
Audacity, file menu, bar edit menu.
Okay, you see file menu, bar edit, and all that. Now, if you go down, if you arrow down here,
Windows DVD Maker minimize symbol, maximize symbol, close symbol.
You will see that if you down arrow.
Windows DVD Maker, add pictures and video to the DVD.
Down arrow and you'll see add pictures and video to the DVD.
File add items, remove items, DVD burner, E, scroll down, sim.
Now, you'll see where it says file add items. What you'll want to do is go word by word, and I can do this. You can also do this with the caps lock key with left and right arrow. So let's do that here.
Add pictures and file add item. Blank, D, the, to, the, DVD. File. Add.
Now, when you get to add, right after where it says file, add, you want to start moving by character. So I'm going to press the left arrow to go back.
Blank. A.
And you're on A, that letter A. That's a capital A for add. Let's hear that one more time.
Blank. A.
You will then want to root the PC JAWS cursor back to the PC cursor. And you can do that with caps lock plus semicolon. So we're going to go ahead and do that now.
Root PC to JAWS.
Oh.
Add items to DVD dialog. Edit combo. 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And now you have a little thing that pops up and says add items to DVD. Now these are the file that you can add to a DVD. Now don't know if I have any videos on here to show you. I will be right back. I'm going to actually see if I can find a video here on my computer that I can show you. So I will be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back now. And I have a video file. I haven't actually inserted it because I wanted to show you how this is done, how this works. So we are going to Alt Tab back in the Windows DVD Maker where we previously were here. So let's go ahead and do that.
Add items to DVD, Windows DVD Maker.
All right. So as I said before, you have add items to DVD. Now we can actually start tabbing here because this will now work. So if we hit our tab key, we have
files of type combo box media files star.avi star.mpg star.m1.
And there's a lot of file types that will open in Windows DVD Maker. If you would like more information about the file types, you can just go ahead and look through that little. I'll let it read out what all file types it can it can open. All right, so we're going to do this here. We're going to press, let's see, caps lock plus up arrow to read the current line here.
Media file star.avi, star.mpg, star.m1v, star.mp2v, star.mbed, star.me, star.mpv2, star.wm, star.wmv, star.dvrms, star.wtv, star.ast, star.dmp, star.div, star.gif, star.jpg, star.chbed, star.chfif, star.tv, star.png, star.tif, star.tif, star.m, star.wmf, star.wdp, star.wav, star.mp2, star.mp3, star.uma105.
Yeah, and those are all the file types that you can add, and there's a bunch of them, and some of them I have no idea or clue of what they do, or what they are, anyway. But anyway, we're going to continue tabbing here. So let's press the tab key.
Add button to activate, press space bar.
You can, that's where you would press to add. So let's keep pressing here.
Cancel button to activate, press space bar.
We have a cancel button.
Toolbar desktop split button to activate, press the space bar.
We have a toolbar desktop split button.
Search box edit, insert F1 bell, type command module.
Now here is where we get started on adding the files to Windows DVD Maker. So let's just continue pressing tab here.
Add items to DVD dialog, preview, videos closed, 505.
Now, this is where you can actually go and find the path of your DVD file. Actually, I have a hard drive with a couple of movies on here, and we're going to add one of those to the DVD here. So let us find my hard drive here.
And Matt Turner closed, and level 2, my passport H closed.
There it is, my passport H.
My passport H opened.
I'm going to press right arrow to open that, or... Yes, right arrow.
Level 3. Audio books closed. One of audio described movies. Bar books closed. Comedy. Downloads. DVD audio extractor 5.fmj soft awake forever. Full house closed. Full house audio closed. iTunes music closed. Full house opened. Two items. Level 4. Full house season 1. Level 3. Full house. Full iTunes. Jaws.magic. Deep Mad HP. Movies. MP. Movies closed.
Alright, movies closed. And we're going to press enter on here to get in to this. All right, and if we tab here, we should
not
have...
Selected items, new multi-selected
here we
stocks.
Go. We're going to pick Rent, which I think is a very good movie.
Rent.avi.
And now all you have to do is just press enter on this, and it will pop up.
File button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus F, add items to DVD.
So now we've added the file to the DVD, and you can tell it's very quick about adding the files. All right, so now we're going to press tab here.
Next button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus N.
After you have added the file, you have a next button.
Cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
You have a cancel button.
Back button to activate, press spacebar.
A back button.
Toolbar to act.
Toolbar.
DVD burner combo box.
This is where you would choose your DVD burner.
Toolbar button to act, list view, not selected, red 1, red 2, 15, 0, 2, ready, 1 to 1. To...
Now this is very nice. You have a box, a little dialog box here telling you that the movie is ready to be burned.
Red 1, red 2, 15,
and there's only one item in this dialog box. Okay, so let's continue pressing tab here.
DVD title edit 12/4/.
Now, you can actually write your own DVD title in here, which I find neat. It currently displays the date, but we can just erase that with backspace, and we can just type in Rent.
R-E-N-T, Rent option / A.
And we have some options in here. I'll actually go in here, and we're going to press the space bar in here.
Space, DVD options dialog, DVD video page, DVD video page. How do I change my DVD settings? Choose DVD aspect ratio 4:3 radio button checked. Video format NTSC radio button checked. What?
Now, the video format, you want to leave it to...
NTSC radio.
NTSC, that will be common for most American DVD players. Unless you're over in Europe or the UK or another country, you might want to change it to
video format PAL radio button check 202.
The video format PAL. So unless you live in another country, you might want to leave it to the first choice.
Video format NTSC radio.
NTSC. Okay, we're going to
DVD burner speed combo box fastest.
Here you can set the rate of your DVD burner speed. We have the first choice is fastest.
Medium.
That's the second choice. The third choice is
slow.
And I always have mine set
meeting fastest
to the first one, so we're going to keep pressing tab here.
Temporary file location, edit, default, type and text, browse ... button to activate, press space bar.
Here you can browse wherever you want all your projects that you might want to save or whatever You can tell those where you specifically want those to go in Windows DVD Maker. We're going to continue pressing tab here.
How do I change my delete OK button to active cancel button?
I'm going to press cancel because I didn't make any changes.
Space options. File button to next button to
and we're going to go ahead and press the next button.
Space. List view, not selected, baby blue, 1 of 20. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Now here we get a screen type of how, what would you like to have it show up on screen? I always choose full screen. And you can get to that by pressing the letter F.
F, full screen.
Or you can navigate to it with the arrow keys. I will actually show you all the choices that are in here. First we have baby blue.
Baby pink.
Pink.
Bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
Color cycle.
Color cycle.
Highlights. Full screen. Highlights. Highlights 6 of 20. Layers. Page flip. Performance. Photographs. Push. Reflections 12 of 20. Rolling bills. Scrapbook. Shatter 15 of 20. Shat soft focus. Special occasion.
And we have a bunch of other ones here. But we're going to choose a full screen.
F, full screen.
Because this also supports first letter navigation, so we can do that. And we're going to press tab here.
Combo box, menu styles, 1 to 1, to change the selection.
There's only one option in this combo box that apparently I think that has to do with the menus. How you'd like, if you want to create a menu for your DVD, how you would like to create that. And we're going to push the next button.
File button to activate, press.
Or the tab key, sorry about that.
Burn button to activate, press space bar.
Now here we have a burn button. I do not currently have a DVD in the drive, but if you click this burn button, your DVD would commence to burning. I will say something, just a quick note about video files. Depending on how big your DVD is, it may take more than one DVD to burn, say like a movie, if you wanted to burn a movie or something. Sometimes DVDs that you buy in the store, they're only 4.7 GB, and a movie is a lot bigger than that, so you have to find a DVD that is compatible for your movie. Some can get up to 8 gigs, and that's the farthest I've seen them go up to. I'm not sure how much. But if we click this burn button, the file, first it has to decode the DVD, and then that'll take a while. You can walk away, do whatever you want to do, and then come back about an hour later, and the DVD will be finished burning. And it will, you'll know it's done because it will pop out of your DVD drive. And that's a very good clue for us who can't see the screen to know that it's not done. It will actually make a sound. It'll just pop right out, and there your DVD will be done, and you can stick it in your DVD player and watch it. And that's it. So, continuing on with these tabs here, you press the tab key, we have...
Cancel button to activate.
We have a cancel button, so I'm just going to go ahead and cancel this, because I really do not want to burn this to a DVD, so we'll just press space.
Space, Windows DVD Maker dialog. Do you want to save your project before exiting? Yes button to activate, press space bar.
And when you cancel on anything, of course, you get a dialog box asking you, do you want to save this project? And I always choose no, because... Yeah, I mean, you could if you really wanted to, if it's something you was working on, but I always just choose no.
No button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus N.
And also, you notice there's shortcut keys here, too, so you can just press Alt N or Alt Y or whatever you make your decision, just...
Alt N, Audacity.
You can do whatever you like. Well, I hope that this little tutorial podcast here has been some help and some use to most of you listening on the BGZ here. I was fixing to say Blind Cool Tech, but I had to, I've uploaded a couple stuff there. And so yeah, I just made a little mistake there. But anyway, if you have any questions or you'd like to contact me, you can reach me at the email address. My email address is meturner88@hotmail.com. That's all one word. There's no capitalization, no space. You don't have to worry about that. It's M-E, TURNER88 on the numbers row. Just punch in number 88 at hotmail.com. And if you have any suggestions or anything I can do better on, send them my way. Feel free. I appreciate a lot of feedback. And if you have any more podcasts that you want me to do, I'll sure love to do it. I also do write and create my own music, so if you want to know any podcast about sequencing or using Reaper or QWS, those are some of the sequences I use, or anything else in general you'd like me to try to cover, send me an email and I'll try to help anybody out the best I can. So it's been great hanging out with you, and I'm glad you invited me into your home to spend a little time with you and showing you how to create a DVD in Windows DVD Maker. So that'll be it. That'll be it for this podcast, and I look forward to hearing from all of you, and hope all of you are having a good day wherever you might be listening. Even if it's nighttime, if you're listening, I hope all of you are having a good evening. All right, that's it. We are punching out, and y'all have a good one.